Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine in Our Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Investment Banking Valuation, LBOs, M&A, and IPOs by Joshua Rosenbaum and Joshua Pearl is a practical finance textbook and on-the-job style training guide focused on the core analytical work behind corporate deals. Positioned within the Wiley Finance series, it explains how investment bankers and related professionals value companies, evaluate transactions, and communicate conclusions in a deal context. The book organizes the main valuation frameworks used on Wall Street, including comparable companies, precedent transactions, discounted cash flow analysis, leverage buyouts, mergers and acquisitions analysis, and IPO valuation. A defining feature of the third edition is its emphasis on applied modeling, supported by downloadable valuation model templates that mirror the techniques covered in the chapters. Updated for more recent market practice, it also expands coverage of IPO analytics and deal process considerations. The overall purpose is to bridge classroom finance and real transaction work, making it relevant to students, new analysts, and practitioners who need a structured, repeatable approach to valuation and deal execution. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, comparable companies and precedent transactions as market-based valuation. A central topic is how to derive valuation from what the market is paying for similar businesses. The book walks through comparable companies analysis by selecting an appropriate peer set, normalizing financials, choosing relevant multiples, and interpreting valuation ranges. Rather than treating multiples as a shortcut, it frames them as an outcome of business quality, growth expectations, risk, capital intensity, and accounting choices, all of which need to be understood before applying a multiple to a target. Complementing this is precedent transactions analysis, which focuses on prices paid in acquired deals, and therefore embeds control and synergy expectations that may differ from trading levels. The text emphasizes judgment calls that frequently determine output quality, such as defining similarity, deciding when outliers are informative versus misleading, and reconciling differences in capital structure and profitability. It also highlights the practical reality that these approaches are often the first anchor in valuation discussions because they are easy to communicate to clients and internal committees. Taken together, the two methods provide a market-grounded view that helps analysts triangulate valuation and pressure test results from intrinsic approaches like DCF. Secondly, discounted cash flow analysis as an intrinsic valuation framework. The book treats discounted cash flow analysis as the primary intrinsic framework for estimating enterprise value based on a company's expected future cash generation. It breaks DCF into clear building blocks, forecasting operating performance, converting forecasts into free cash flow, selecting an appropriate discount rate, estimating terminal value, and translating enterprise value into equity value. Particular attention is given to the mechanics and judgment embedded in the weighted average cost of capital, including how capital structure, risk, and market inputs influence valuation. The framework is positioned as flexible but sensitive, meaning small changes in growth, margins, reinvestment needs, or discount rates can materially shift outcomes, so assumptions must be internally consistent and defensible. The discussion also underscores how DCF fits into dealmaking, where it is used to explain value drivers, compare scenarios, and articulate what must be true for a price to make sense. By focusing on both the modeling steps and the interpretation of results, the book aims to help readers avoid a purely mechanical DCF and instead use it to connect operating strategy, financial forecasts, and valuation conclusions in a way that can stand up in real transactions. Thirdly, leverage buyout analysis and the logic of sponsor returns. Leverage buyout analysis is presented as a distinct valuation lens shaped by leverage, debt repayment, and equity investor return requirements. The book explains how sponsors view a deal through the relationship between purchase price, financing structure, cash flow available for deleveraging, and the expected exit valuation. Building an LBO model becomes a way to test whether a transaction can generate acceptable returns under realistic operating and financing assumptions. Key concepts include the role of leverage in amplifying equity outcomes, the importance of debt schedules and cash flow constraints, and the dependence of returns on both operational performance and exit conditions. The framework also helps clarify practical negotiation boundaries, such as the maximum price a financial sponsor can pay while still meeting an internal hurdle rate, or what combination of growth and margin improvement is required to justify a high entry multiple, because LBO valuation is tightly linked to capital markets. The analysis naturally pushes readers to consider refinancing risk, covenant and amortization implications, and how changes in interest rates affect feasibility. In deal settings, the LBO lens is valuable even outside private equity because it provides a disciplined view of downside protection and financing-driven valuation ceilings. Fourthly, mergers and acquisitions analysis, synergies and accretion dilution. Beyond valuing a standalone company, the book addresses how to evaluate a merger or acquisition as a transaction, where the buyer's cost of capital, financing mix, and expected synergies shape the economics. It explains common M&A outputs that bankers use to advise clients, including purchase price allocation logic at a high level, the sources and uses of funds, and the accretion dilution framework that tests how an acquisition affects the acquirer's earnings profile. A major theme is that synergies are often the bridge between market value and the price required to win a competitive process. But synergies must be assessed carefully in terms of achievability, timing, and one-time costs. The analysis also highlights the premium to the target's unaffected price and how that premium is influenced by strategic rationale, competition, and the buyer's ability to finance the deal. By combining valuation with transaction modeling, the book shows how bankers translate qualitative strategy into quantitative decision tools that boards and executives can act on. The end result is not a single number, but a set of scenarios that clarifies trade-offs between price, structure, and the probability of delivering the expected value creation. Lastly, IPO valuation and the transition from private to public markets. The third edition expands attention to IPOs, reflecting how going public requires a different blend of valuation analysis and market judgment. The book covers how IPO valuation is commonly anchored in public market comparables and investor expectations, while also being influenced by offering dynamics such as float, new versus secondary shares, and how proceeds affect the company's balance sheet. Unlike many corporate finance texts that focus only on theoretical value, this discussion emphasizes the practical reality that IPO pricing is a negotiated outcome shaped by demand, risk appetite, and the company's equity story. The analysis connects the valuation work to core questions investors ask, including growth durability, margins, reinvestment needs, and how the business compares with already public peers. It also encourages readers to think about how a company's financial presentation, forward-looking narrative, and key metrics can influence market reception without reducing the process to marketing alone. By adding IPO analytics alongside the established valuation and deal chapters, the book positions IPOs as part of the same toolkit, a transaction where valuation must be defensible, communicated clearly, and aligned with how public markets price risk and future cash flows. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical, deal-oriented understanding of valuation and transaction analysis. Investment banking analysts and associates, private equity and hedge fund professionals, corporate development teams, and finance-focused students will benefit most because the content is organized around the exact frameworks used in real pitch books, investment memos, and client discussions. The main payoff is skill-based readers learn how to build and interpret the core valuation models and how those models connect to actual deal decisions, such as setting a price range, evaluating financing choices, or assessing whether projected synergies justify a premium. The inclusion of downloadable model templates strengthens the learning loop by allowing readers to move from concept to spreadsheet execution with fewer gaps. Compared with more academic corporate finance textbooks, it stands out for focusing on repeatable process, market conventions, and deliverables that mirror professional practice. Compared with narrower modeling guides, it offers a broader view across valuation, LBOs, M&A, and IPOs. OFF, helping readers understand how different methods triangulate value and why each method matters in specific contexts. For anyone preparing for or working in transaction-driven finance, it functions as a structured reference and a practical training manual. If you would like to support Joshua Rosenbaum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.